going from start to something that's had quite a lot of impact in terms of the sorts of numbers we're talking about for resources that are available in there. There's good in that, and there's also some challenges, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in a demo the system. Okay, so what we're trying to do with Expert, again, this is a bit of a context to talk to you in more detail about the images. Expert, we have embedded within Moodle at Nottingham, so there's an open educational resource block within Moodle that provides a search directly onto Expert. At the moment within the university, that's an opt-in block for staff members, so if people want to turn that on, they can do. But if they do, what that does is it provides a search onto open educational resources. We'll be looking to make that block available into the wider Moodle community later this year, along with a number of Moodle blocks that, we've created as part of the Moodle project that we've been working on. Also, it's embedded within the postgraduate certificate of higher education, so reuse is a big thing for us to try and push. We're not saying we've got this cracked at all, we're still trying to work through these things, but some of the things that will happen, it's available. I think Alan mentioned it in his opening address today. We talk a lot about Expert and other tools that support reuse as part of our module that we run on our PGCHE, as well as available to on short courses for staff. So we try and help people to understand how to use this stuff. But we're always trying to kind of work a little bit better on that. And that's the URL if you want to have a little look at it as I'm talking. I'll demo it along with the image stuff that is the main focus of this session a little bit later on. Now, in parallel with the creation of the Expert search engine, so that parent site, at the time, back in 2009-2010, we were also running a GIST-funded project as part of the UKOER programme called Berlin. And that was around releasing teaching content as open educational resources. A number of projects got the same funding as part of phase one of the UKOER programme. So we were releasing a whole bunch of credits with teaching resources. And what we're seeing time and time again is that when we're receiving teaching resources from people who were more than willing and more than happy to publish to the web, one of the challenges, and probably the main challenge, was when we got stuff in and there were images in there, we didn't know whose they were, there was clear indication of where it had come from, there was no citation, so we didn't know if it was openly licensed. For those people involved in how we are for a while, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. This is one of the big major problems. For those kind of new to thinking about this sort of stuff, it is one of the main barriers to reusing open resources, but also publishing resources of people using stuff in teaching that then comes through to us. We really saw that a lot of people see the internet as a gateway to the public domain. And if people were telling us that they'd grabbed stuff from safe sources, the license didn't travel in new and readable form, so we didn't have any way of checking it out, and it caused us a lot of trouble in terms of attributing content to make things available. So at the same time as that experience, what we were seeing as part of that project, publishing resources, we also went out to talk to academic staff about what they thought the problems were around using and reusing open resources. Time constraints came high, and the two of the things that really jumped out were fear over copyright infringement and ownership and legal barriers as well around using and reusing content. So the team that I work in is really kind of set up to try and chip away at some of these problems through technology. So one of the things that we looked to do was try and put a tool in place or a service in place that would make it easier to find images that were already licensed within Creative Commons. Again, and a side pat at this point is again being the developer that worked on this particular part of the Expert Attribution Service. So the first image search element in the tool allows you to go out onto the search engine and search for Creative Commons licensed images that are available in Flickr. And it's only going to pull back in content that is Creative Commons licensed. So you know if you're searching for images in this particular tool that they are licensed in Creative Commons, so should be copyright safe. I had a look at a number of other options, Google Images, other image repositories that we might be able to use. They were much more problematic in terms of knowing for sure that the image they were talking about was actually licensed under Creative Commons, not just a page, not just associated works. So we decided it was safer to focus on Flickr in the first instance, where we had a high level of confidence that the stuff that we were looking at was Creative Commons. And again, I'll demo this live in a second if you have not already looking at those that have got it. It's a search engine, you find images. It provides those images in various sizes, allows you to edit embedded PowerPoint, grab the embed code as well. And again, this is the kind of slides where I'll show you in more detail